Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said men always to pray and not to faint. There in Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. We ought to pray without giving up, keeping our mind upon the Lord, looking for Him to move. We're going to read from the book of Job tonight, chapter number 14. I do appreciate the Spirit of the Lord. We've already felt in the touch of God in the service. I'd sure like to see somebody else reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by tonight and get help from the Lord. We're going to read the first 9 verses of that 14th chapter. If you'd like to stand and read with us tonight, I need your prayers that the Lord will touch us and help us to be a blessing and a help to you. Without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. I'm glad I'm not without him. Amen. Paul said, through him we can do all things, right? So with his help, we can accomplish something for his glory. Book of Job, chapter 14, verse number 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down and fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as a hireling in his day, or his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that will sprout again, and that tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Pray and ask the Lord to help us, would you please? Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you tonight. Lord, we have felt your Spirit throughout the service. I pray, oh God, let us feel it now. God, anoint us with your Spirit and your power. Realize, dear Lord, that it takes that, Lord, to minister to the heart of man. God, you know the heart here tonight, the need you want to minister to, the needs you want to minister to, the lives you want to touch. Oh, God, the needs that are in this house, Lord, we pray your will be done, that your name be exalted, that the church be edified, that the lost be saved, your will accomplished. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. And thank you for praying. And real quickly, I want to thank the pastor and his wife for taking us to dinner today. We enjoyed that very much. And good to be with some other folks in fellowship, and we appreciate that. Amen. The blessings of God. God's people's good folks. God's people's good people. Amen. I'd like to take our theme of thought from verse number 7 tonight, where the Bible said, for there is hope. Notice it said, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. That it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Amen. The words of our text are words of hope. How many knows we need hope? These words were spoken by Job himself, amen, in a time of great trial. While he was in the middle of the trial, the 14th chapter here is not even halfway, amen, of what he was going through. If you measure this thing by chapters, I don't know that you can. There's 42, wasn't it? 42 chapters, something like that, in the book of Job. And here he stands, amen. He gives us a word of hope because he says himself, there is hope. Of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Amen. Job had lost his cattle. He had lost his children, his wealth and his health. His wife had shamed him for his loss. His friends who had once admired him blamed him for his loss. Amen. He was like a tree cut down. There was nothing left of life for him but a stump that just seemed to be nothing more than a symbol of what used to be. Amen. That was no more. Job's trial was so great that there were times that he became so despondent and so depressed that he wished he had never been born. You ever been there? This man was there. But Job stands beholding the stump, amen, of life that used to be. And as he's beholding that stump of life that used to be, amen, a glimmer of hope arises in his heart. A glimmer of hope arises in his heart, and he remembers how that when he had saw a tree cut down in the past, that in time that old stump would sprout again and new life would come forth, amen, in the form of a tender branch. It was through the remembrance of that stump and that sprout that Job found hope and believed that somehow, someday, God was going to turn things around for him. God wants to encourage somebody's heart in this service tonight. Amen. That he got a plan for you. He knows where you're at, knows what's going on. Amen. He's got a day. Amen. When things is going to turn around. But I love verse number 4, that part of that verse in verse number 7 where it says, it's a 4-word phrase, for there is hope. Amen. If you look a few chapters later, you'll find where Job is still in the midst of the trial, chapter number 23, and yet another glimmer of hope arises again. It was like there was times of reviving of hope. Amen. Hope could come back to him. Then he'd kind of fall back into the depression. Hope would rise again and then back into the despondency, in and out, up and down, test, trial. It just kept coming. Amen. But he kept reaching back and getting a hold of hope. Amen. In chapter number 23, he said, behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, speaking of the Lord, I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where doth he work? Amen. Where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. There's that hope rising up. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Our sister was singing a while ago about that. Amen. Holding on. I'm not turning around. I'm going to keep going. Amen. It's going right with the thought of these verses. He said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Somehow, amen, Job kept a grip on God, and he kept a hold of the rope of hope. Amen. And instead of cursing those that criticized him, there came a time when Job prayed for them. Amen. And when he did, God turned his upside down world right side up again. One of the best ways of getting victory in your own life is pray for the sad condition of other people's lives. Amen. Looking beyond yourself to somebody that's got a need, that needs God. And you got God and they don't have God. Amen. Thank God that you've got the Lord and pray for them that don't. But Job prayed, and when he did, God turned his upside down world right side up again, and God blessed him, and he ended up with twice as much in the end as he had in the beginning. Now, I really believe that we all have those times in our lives, amen, when trouble comes our way. Times when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord help me preach, and threatens to wash away everything that God has blessed us with. Times when we can't see God anywhere and we wonder where he is. Times when those that are close to us chide us, saying, where's your God now? Amen. But that's when we need to hold on to hope. Amen. Keep our grip on God. Amen. Believe a better day is coming. A visitation from God. Amen. We'll be there. Thanks be the Lord. I'm reminded of what the psalmist David said in chapter number 42. You may want to turn there and look. Chapter 42, verse 3. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remembered these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, and with a multitude that kept the holy day. And then notice what he says. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
I love that phrase, hope thou in God. Amen. He challenges himself. Amen. The words of David pours out, amen, from his heart in a time in his life when trouble had overwhelmed him and he felt like tears were his lot in life, day and night. Amen. A time when those around him in his affliction said, where's your God now, David? Where's he at? Amen. Yet in spite of his tears and his troubles, David's spirit is stirred within himself. And twice in the same chapter, and I might add once in the next chapter, he says these words, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Amen. In me, as time of anxiety and grief, he said, hope thou in God. Come on, soul. Amen. Get to looking up. He encouraged himself in the Lord. David had done this in times past. Amen. Remember when he came back from the battle. He came to Ziklag where his family had been. And he found the city burned and his family carried away by the enemy. Amen. All of his comrades with him, amen, for a while wept with him, but then their tears was more than they could bear, and they began to blame David for the problem they had. It wasn't David's fault no more, it was their fault. Things happen in life, trouble comes our way, but I will say this about fault or no fault. David realized this, I got to get a hold of God. Amen, the enemy's carried my family away. It could be that some of you here tonight have family that the enemy has carried away. But what you need to do is get a grip on God. Get hope in God. Believe God to move on your behalf. Amen. And to bring them back home to the Lord. Or go get them. Well, the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. He took hope in God. He went after the enemy. And his comrades followed him. Praise God. It wasn't long till he had his family back. And have the things stolen back. Oh, some of you are longing to get back some of the things that the enemy has stolen from your life. Amen. But God simply sent me here on this night to tell you, as long as you keep your hope in him, amen, put your faith in him, amen, there's hope that it'll turn around, that he'll work it out, that he'll change it around for his glory and for your good. In the world you and I live in, there are things that are going to come our way that are going to upset our times of peace and tranquility. That's right. Times of calamity and catastrophe, times of trouble and tragedy, times of situations and circumstances that seem to push our faith to the point that we wonder how much more we can stand. Times when we get a hold of the hope, amen, of God and get a grip on God like David, amen, and encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. How many knows there's hope in God? I love this phrase in this verse, but there is hope that if a tree be cut down, it will sprout again. I'm sure some of you have probably heard the story, the illustration, amen, of the boat named Hope. Maybe your pastor's used it before, but it bears repeating tonight. A boat named Hope. A man had been taken into a harbor at high tide. A man was anchored a little too close to the shoreline. And when the tide went out, the boat was left stranded aground on a sandbar. Some who saw it, saw the situation of the boat named Hope, mocked the captain and said, well, looks like Hope is stranded. And then when they said that, the wise captain replied, don't be in despair, for when the tide comes in, hope will rise again. Amen. I felt like telling somebody here tonight, amen, the tide's coming in. The visitation of the Lord is on its way, and hope's going to rise again. Amen. A revival of hope. I'm reminded how in Acts chapter number 27, the Bible tells us about a time when Paul was on the ship and he was headed toward Rome. Amen. Some of his comrades with him in a ship full of workers and, amen, and prisoners. But while they was at sea, a great storm came up. And it was battered them for day after day. It went for days on end. It was so severe, and there's much could be said about it. But just to brief the story, the storm was so severe that Luke, the writer of the book of Acts, amen, said that all hope that we should be saved was lost. Now that's pretty hopeless, isn't it? Amen. It was beyond what he felt like was hope. Amen. But in the midst of the tempest, the Bible teaches us Paul abstained himself or withdrew himself for to a place of prayerful abstinence. And when he did, he had an angelic visitor that came and visited him and told him that though they would suffer the loss of the ship, there would be no loss of life. Paul laid hold on that word of hope. Amen. He stepped out on the deck among all those men that were facing and weathering the storm, wondering if they would possibly live through it or not. Amen. And he stood before them and he said these words, "For there has stood by me this night, amen, the angel of God whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." Hallelujah. He said, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." He'd gotten a hold of it. Amen. "That it shall be even as it was told me." Has God ever give you a word of hope? Has he ever sent a message through the pastor? Ever sent a message through the choirs while singing a song? Ever sent a message through a testimony somebody give? Praise be to God. A word of hope. Well, hold on to it. Hang on to it. That's God talking to you. That's God giving you the witness. He's going to bring you through. He's going to work it out. It's not that everything's going to go well and everything's going to be easy, but it's going to work out, and all things is going to work together for your good and his glory. I've come to tell somebody tonight, amen, like Job, like David, like Paul, you need to hold on to the word of hope that God's already given you. Looking for God to move in your situation. You say, "But preacher, mine is such that it seems impossible to be turned around." I remember reading something that said, "What's impossible with men, it's not impossible with God." It's possible with God. He can bring you through the fire just like he did the Hebrew boys. Amen. He can deliver you from the lions just like he did Daniel. Amen. He can give you over that mountain that seems incrossable. He can take you through that valley that seems impassable. Be not faithless, but believe in tonight. The master of miracles can work a miracle for you. Amen. He's the solution for your situation. He's the answer to your problem. Say, "We know all that, preacher." Well, then get a hold of it, because that's your hope tonight. During the course of my life, amen, 40 plus years of ministry, I've seen the Lord move time and time again in miraculous ways for people, amen, that nothing less than a miracle would do. Amen. But God did. I thought about, amen, my own son. I testified about his salvation this morning. Amen. My youngest son, he's 32 now. He's pastoring the church there in Burlington and doing well. But he and his wife, amen, after they got married for several years, could not have children. Amen. Couldn't have children for 10 years past. Amen. Not able to have children. It looked hopeless, but they kept praying, and we kept praying. And we kept waiting on God and believing God. And God gave a word through a preacher, amen, that they was going to have a baby, that things was going to work out. Well, it didn't happen, of course, amen, right away. But in just a short time later, amen, Leah become expecting. And then, amen, went through it without a problem. They had a little preemie baby, amen, but was a doll, amen. And she still is, by the way. Can I brag like a grandpa right now? Amen. She's a beautiful little girl, but she's a miracle baby. She's an answer to prayer. Amen. When they could have given up hope, they held on to hope. When they could have quit praying, they kept on praying. Somebody here tonight needs to keep praying till the answer comes. Somebody needs to keep holding on to hope. Amen. I've seen the Lord restore health to those whom the doctor has sent on home with no hope. In other words, we can't do anything for you. several years ago. Amen. We was at a church in Indiana, and while preaching there, the pastor wanted to go visiting some of the sick folks one day. So I went with him, and we went to this lady's house, and we went in to visit her, and he said, "She's got cancer, Brother Doug. They've sent her home to die. Said there's nothing else they can do for her." Amen. She had colon cancer in a severe way to where they couldn't help her. They got a lot better techniques now than they had then, but nonetheless, they had sent her home with nothing else they could do. She had gotten so bad she couldn't eat any food, and she'd barely drinking a little bit of water, couldn't hardly drink anything. Pitiful condition. When we walked in and I met her, she was as pale as the saying is, as white as a sheet. She was so pale, so sick. We talked a little while with her and her husband a good Christian man, she a good Christian lady. Amen. But her husband was holding on that God was somehow going to move for her, move on her behalf. You can't just give in. You can't just give up. You got to keep trying to hold on. Now, I realize sometimes God says yes, and sometimes God says no when we ask him for things. But sometimes God says wait, and a wait's not a no. I say praise God. Amen. But nonetheless, we knelt down beside that little place where she was laying, and we prayed. I didn't feel no thunder or hear no thunder. I didn't feel no quaking going on. She didn't jump off the couch shouting. Amen. She just laid there, and we prayed, and we got in the car and left. Well, I was staying in a little hotel right there close to the church. And they didn't have phones. It's one of them country hotels. They didn't have phones in the rooms at that time. And they had a portable phone in the hotel office. And the next morning I had a knock at the door. It was the hotel owner. Amen. He said, "I got a phone call for you." I said, "Okay." And I didn't know who it could have been. And it was Brother Hanner, the husband of the woman that we'd just been to pray for the day before. And when I answered the phone, I said, "Hello." He said, "Brother Doug, Brother Doug, Brother Doug, Brother Doug." I said, "Who is this?" He said, "Brother Doug, Brother Doug." He just was so excited, he couldn't hardly talk. I said, "Who is this?" He said, "It's Brother Hanner." I said, "What is it, brother?" He said, "My wife, my wife, my wife, my wife." I said, "Tell me what's going on." He said, "She's healed, she's healed, she's healed, she's healed." Amen. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, we ran out of pain medicine yesterday. It was Sunday when y'all come visited." Amen. He said, "We run out of pain medicine, couldn't get any for her." But he said, "She went all night, didn't have any pain, all night without pain medicine." And he said, "But not only that, when she got up this morning, he said, she asked me to fix her some breakfast." And he said, "So?" I said, "What do you want?" She said, "I want some eggs and some toast. I don't know what else it was. I don't remember. It seemed like maybe some orange juice." Amen. So he went and fixed it for her and brought it back to her. And she ate it all. Amen. And asked for more. He fixed her a second plate full. Amen. That's been 30 years ago. She's still alive today. Hallelujah, by the power of God. What am I preaching tonight? There's hope in God. Don't give up on hope. God can move in your life. He can answer your prayer. He can meet your need. Amen. But you can say, "But preacher, I'm in a state of depression. I'm dealing with things that you just don't know about." I don't have to know about it. He knows about it today. Amen. And he can help you. Amen. We is in another service. All I can tell you is experiences, folks. Living for God is an experience. It's an experience to get saved. It's an experience to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's an experience to live for God every day. It's an experience to see him heal. Amen. And to do miraculous things in our lives. Amen. But we was at a church and preached a little on the God of victory that night. After we got done preaching, giving altar service, and a lady came up, amen, seeking for prayer. She had been in a state to where she, amen, when she had eaten, she would lose her food. Amen. Anorexia, I believe it was. Bulimia type thing. She couldn't help herself. She would just get sick. Amen. Every time she'd eat, she was in such a bad mental state. I didn't know this, but the next day she was going to be admitted to a state hospital to try to help her, amen, so that she wouldn't die from her condition. But she came to the altar that night. She came and stood for prayer, and the church gathered around Teresa and began to pray for her. Well, the glory of God came down. She shouted, she worshiped the Lord. God touched her life. Amen. When she went back to the doctor, she was a changed woman. She was delivered without medicine and without the state hospital. Amen. The psychologists and all that, God done it for her. Amen. Lived for the Lord years after that. Praise be to God. I just felt like coming to tell somebody there's hope tonight. There's hope for you. I remember being called to go visit a little girl up in Indianapolis Hospital. Her name was Dana. She's a tore up teenage girl. Her family had been busted up. And she got in such a shape that she tried to commit suicide several times. One time, the last time that she done it, they decided to put her in a hospital to try to get her some help. Where her mom come to me and said, would you go visit Dana? I said, sure, I'd be glad to. I went and visited her in the hospital. When she came in, there was a plexiglass window between us, or glass window. She was on one side and I was on the other. I'd never met her before, but just talked to her a few minutes and then began to tell her about the Lord and how the Lord loved her and how the Lord could help her and that there was hope and life was worth living and, oh, just the Lord help me. I don't know what all I said. I just turned to just let myself be used of God. And God spoke to that young girl's heart. Amen. She didn't pray right then. I prayed for her, but she didn't pray right then. But when she got out of the hospital, amen, she went to a church there in the area, amen, and prayed through and got a hold of God, amen, and lived for the Lord, amen. Later got married and had children, and God touched her life. I just felt like coming to tell somebody tonight, there's hope. I've seen Him move for marriages that were busted up, amen, that nobody could get them back together but God. I've seen God move, amen, and touch them, amen. Young couples that are divorced and separated. Remember one couple in particular, amen, was divorced and separated for 10 years, apart from each other, amen. But God dealt with their heart, brought them back together, amen, healed their home, amen, ended up becoming, amen, marriage counselors themselves. God worked on their behalf. Another couple that was up in years. Amen. This woman had a husband that wasn't saved. Amen. And he was just not faithful to her. Just, it was a terrible situation. Finally, he left her. She left him. And for several years, I forget how many years, they were apart. But, amen, she kept holding on. I'm believing God to bring my husband to me. Believing God to bring my husband back. Amen. And my son, Tim, went down into Eastern Kentucky to preach. Amen. In a little meeting in a little church down there. And Pete, amen, this my daughter-in-law's, amen, husband came to service one night to hear Tim. Amen. And as, amen, as Pete came to hear Tim, God dealt with his heart. A couple nights later, he went to church, prayed through and got saved. Amen. Then got back with his wife and got back together with her. And God healed their marriage, even though they was up in years. All I'm preaching tonight is there's hope in God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you here tonight have got backslid children? Raise your hand so I can see it. There's hope in God. Don't you give up on them. Amen. Maybe you got a backslid husband tonight. You got a backslid loved one. Don't give up on them. I remember one Sunday morning there at the home church. Amen. This one sister, her husband, she'd give requests for him time after time, time after time. Pray for my husband. He had come. Pray that he'd get saved. Get back with God. She was holding on to hope. Believe in God. She's keeping on in prayer until the answer come. This is for somebody tonight. Oh God, amen. And then one Sunday morning, she got up herself, and her husband was sitting there dressed and ready for church. And she said, "You going to church?" Now you got to understand, this man's name is Quinn. He wouldn't come to church outings. He wouldn't come when his own children were in Christmas plays. He wouldn't have nothing to do with church. He got hurt at church when he was a young man, and he said he'd never go back. Amen. But that night, that morning, he got up. God had been dealing with his heart. Time to come home, son. Amen. He came to church that morning. When the first congregational song was sung, he peeled out of that seat, headed down to that altar, prayed for over an hour, but he prayed till the glory come down. Amen. And God answered the prayer of a wife, amen, that never gave up hope. Praise be to God. I remember one sister, amen, praying for her husband to be saved. And he is a rough character. He didn't want to give in to God, and he didn't like being nice to her. He's just one of them rough guys. And he told her, said, "If you keep going to church, I'm going to lock you out of the house." That's kind of mean, ain't it? "I'm going to lock you out of the house." Do you know what she done? She kept praying for him, and she stayed faithful to church. She went to church one night, and when she came home, the door was locked. Rather than beating on the door and kicking on the door, she just laid down on the porch outside and went to sleep. That's a good wife right there. I mean, if she'll lay down on the porch to give you peace, that's pretty. Oh, well, I'm not going there. Anyway, he got up the next morning. He come to the door, and there she laid. He opened the door, and he said, "Woman, get up and fix me some breakfast." She came in the house not saying a word. Went to the stove and prepared his eggs just like he liked them. Prepared his food just like he liked it. He's sitting there at the table waiting on it. She sets it down in front of him. He sits there and looks at it. For it seemed like the longest time, he pushed the plate back and he said, "Honey, will you pray for me?" And right there at the kitchen table, God restored that man. God saved his soul. Amen. Because he had a wife that had hope and wouldn't give up. Oh God, somebody needs to get a hope tonight. Amen. A hold of hope tonight. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19, come Sister Gail. The scripture said, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Amen. I want you to notice three words in that verse. We have hope. We have hope. Remember what Job said in our text when we read, amen, in Job 14 and 7, there is hope. There is hope, folks. We have hope, folks. Where is it at? It's in Christ. Amen. It's in our God. It's in our helper. The one that smiles upon us. The one that cares about us. Amen. Remember tonight when you feel like that all you've got of life is a stump left. And it may be where you're at tonight, but I want you to know there's a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. Amen. That can bring forth a sprout even at the sin of water. You know what I'm praying for this revival? I'm praying for such a flow of water. Amen. That those that are in need of a revival of hope in their heart. Hallelujah. That the power of God will come down and they'll get the answer that they need. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. I could preach more, but I feel the Spirit bidding me to close. Praise God. Bow your heads in prayer. Somebody need to be encouraged in hope tonight. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody got an answer to prayer in this revival? Just what you've been praying about for years, months, weeks, days. Something that you need in this service tonight. Amen. What God done for others, God can do for you. Amen. God can move on your behalf. Father, I ask you to take these few words we have spoken tonight and somebody, Lord, that's in trouble. Somebody that's struggling, Lord, in their situation, that you would move. God, and bring hope to their heart. Help them, Lord, to get a grip on things, but most of all to come to you and your altar tonight, bringing their need, their situation to you. The devil's told them there's no hope, but he's a liar, Lord. There's hope in you. Amen. That their situation's past help, but he's a liar, Lord, because when a situation is past help in men's eyes, amen, it's not past help in yours. Oh, God, move tonight. Touch somebody's heart in this altar service, we pray. Let them get refreshed. Let them get blessed with a revival of hope. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If there's those here tonight, amen, that have something you want to present to the Lord. Amen. You've got hope tonight that he's going to move on your behalf. You want to bring your situation to God. I know maybe this is very general tonight, but God can be specific and the Holy Ghost can be specific in speaking to your heart tonight. Amen. How many believes he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which we ask or think? Why did he lay this on this little preacher's heart on this Sunday night? I don't know. But he knows somebody here tonight needs to be encouraged in hope. Have you got hope tonight? Have you got a need that you've been praying about? Could it be that this one more prayer will get the job done? Or could it be tonight that maybe your hope is low and you need your hope encouraged? Amen. Maybe all you got left is a stump, friend. But God told me to tell you that it's time. Amen. That new life would sprout forth. That the joy of the Lord could be refreshed in your heart again. Amen. Is there anybody feels that need to come and pray? Want to bring your situation to God? Want to bring your burden to the Lord? There's an old song that said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Somebody needs hope revived. You've been praying about something. You about give up hope. Step out. Come to this altar and pray. Then again, maybe there are those that have hope. And you're praying one more prayer, do it. But you're going to keep on believing God till he does. Let's come and pray tonight. Seek the Lord's face. Amen. Let's come and bring our burden to the Lord. Bring our problem to God. Oh, Jesus. In this altar tonight, we pray for healing. In altar tonight, we pray for hearts to be helped. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come in obedience to the Lord. Some of you had tears in your eyes tonight. Amen. Those tears tell me that there's hope. Amen. You can have hope in God. God knows what's going on. God knows how to help. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hands still on your life.